Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, let's see, it's all the way up to, I think, like 25 degrees here. We're having a heat wave, I guess, here in New York compared to some of the places around the country, I guess. But it's not snowing, thank goodness. And today, I took a ride on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. So there's this woman, Amanda Vasquez, who got to drive around the country on this for a year. Anyway, so she's going to come on and tell us why she even... Esther and Eunice are very upset because they didn't get to go on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but they did. Listen, they got a toy. Only they don't know it's a toy. They got a toy anyway. So let's get Amanda on here and tell us about her adventures. Hello Amanda.
There. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm sorry. My chickens were, you know, a little upset that they didn't get to.
Oh no.
But
I would have definitely let them in the Wienermobile.
They were a little pleased with the toy. They were trying to eat it, I think. I'm not sure. But anyhow. So,
Who could blame them?
Yeah. So, all right. So let me first ask, how long has the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile been around?
Yeah. So the first Wienermobile was made in 1936. It has been on the road. We've had a bunch of changes throughout the years, different models throughout the years. It was first used as a delivery truck. So from 1936, they actually used to deliver hot dogs inside of the Wienermobile. And then in 1988, we transformed to a promotional vehicle, and we started our college program where we take recent college graduates. They go on a one-year road trip driving the Wienermobile. So I am in the 26th group of people who have driven the Wienermobile. I'm class 26, and I'm about 7 months into my trip already.
Now, when you say that they did this, I mean, do you work for, who is it, Kraft?
Mm-hmm. I am employed by Kraft Foods.
Okay, so you're employed by Kraft Foods, and this is, I mean, is this how you got to do this?
Yeah, so we actually, Oscar Mayer, they go to universities around the country, and they recruit recent college graduates to drive the Wienermobile. I mean, it's an opportunity. You get to travel the country. It's 1 year nonstop. We spend about 48 weeks out of the year on the road. So, I mean, there's no one better than college students who really, you know, when they're about to start a new chapter in their life, they really have the ability to kind of just pick up and go and be on the road without having any, like, prior commitments. So, yeah, I started in June, so I graduated in May, and then right after you graduate, you get on the road, you get to see the country. It's a great opportunity.
Wow, that's great. Do they give you an allowance?
Well, we're employed, so we receive a salary, Then we do, like, stay in hotels that Oscar Mayer pays for, and we get food stipends every week. And, I mean, but what really just pays off, I mean, there's nothing that can pay off the experiences that you get.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We meet so many different people, get to go to new places and try new things, and that's, like, invaluable.
So I'm guessing you must be trying, I mean, going cross-country, you're trying all kinds of different foods, I guess, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, all different kinds of food, and, you know, you, like, hear different music and trying new things. I mean, it's great. So you get two different regions of the country while you're traveling. And my first half of the year, I was driving all around the Southwest, so I had never been out to the West Coast. So I've driven the Wienermobile from New York all the way to San Diego. I spent time in New Mexico. I spent time in Arizona, Southern California, Colorado, Utah, Nevada. I've seen about 20 states with the Wienermobile.
Wow. Now, and have you stopped by any place and actually been eating an Oscar Mayer Wieners or just trying other food?
Well, I mean, we do all different types of promotional events. So we'll go and we'll be at supermarkets, and especially in the Southwest where it was still warm around this time of the year, warmer than it is right now in New York City. So, you know, we're able to fire up the grill and, you know, serve hot dogs. And sometimes we would serve hot dogs and use, like, any proceeds that we got, and the stores would, like, donate it to local charities, or, you know, we would give hot dogs out for free. I mean, it's a great time, like, seeing the Wienermobile, getting your weenie whistle, and getting that hot dog. People just love it.
What, the weenie whistle?
I'm pretty sure I gave you a whistle when I saw you first thing today.
Yeah, but we're supposed to make believe I didn't get it. You're going to tell me about it.
I thought I sent something for the chickens also. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, where the chickens are. They got a nice little toy. A stuffed mobile, I guess.
The weenie whistle, it is our iconic weenie whistle. You can only get it when you see the Wienermobile. We have, in the past, it was put in between the hot dog packages.
Right.
So people would buy their Oscar Mayer hot dogs and get a weenie whistle in between. But we still give out the weenie whistle. And now that we don't put in the packages anymore, people love seeing the Wienermobile because that's their chance to get their very own weenie whistle.
Now, when you're traveling around, what I had noticed today is I had a less expectation of adults wanting their photos taken in front of it.
Adults love the Wienermobile. Everyone loves the Wienermobile. You cannot, I mean, and I had a lot of fun driving around Woodhaven today. I was driving around and, you know, you see people and they can look like the most serious people ever. But as soon as they see the Wienermobile, they are smiling from ear to ear. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. You cannot deny that the Wienermobile is a sight to see.
You know, what I actually thought about that was most interesting, thinking about how many years that this, you know, that this has been going on, driving around the Wienermobile, about in terms of picture taking, whereas, like, oh, my God, I wish I had my camera. Everybody's got something, a cell phone. In hand to take a picture. So you probably never have to worry about, like, thinking, oh, I better bring a camera, because everybody's got their own little portable cameras anyway.
Oh, yeah, no matter where you go, you just see phones up in the air and flashes going off. I mean, they're everywhere.
And I'm sure it'll be on their face pages and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, Facebooks and Instagrams and hashtags. I mean, they're all over the place.
So now, what made you, like, when you decided to do this, like, why, was this all about the fact that you could drive around?
Yeah, I mean, well, we all know, like, everyone, you're graduating college, you get excited, you know, 4 years of your life you're studying, and then you get to the point where you're like, oh, wow, I have to leave and I have to find a job. And when I heard about this opportunity, I mean, it was, it's funny because I had never seen the Wienermobile until I was in college, and it was while they were recruiting. So I don't have that experience that some other people might have with the Wienermobile when they're saying, I remember when I saw when I was 5 years old, or I remember when I got my first weenie whistle. I never had that experience. But no matter what, whether you see it for the first time when you're 22 or you see it when you're 5 years old, you cannot deny that it's something special. So when I heard that there was an opportunity where I can drive it around and meet people and kind of give people that special moment, I knew that that was right up my alley. It's my personality. It's something that I enjoy. I get to travel. I mean, there's nothing like just making someone's day and getting to talk to them about it. Because as much as you want to hear about what they have going on and what their day's like, and if they've ever seen the Wienermobile before, they want to know just as much, like, what we're doing and why we're in town. And people are fascinated. And it's a lot of fun to really be able to talk to them and really, you know, give them a life in the day of a hot dogger.
Right. Now, in terms of the vehicle itself, just so people understand, it's not like it's funny because, like, the one guy had come over and he was asking so many questions about the vehicle, mm-hmm. and he wanted to buy one. He wanted to know if there was a bathroom in it.
Mm-hmm. We get that question a lot.
Well,
yeah.
I guess people must want to know. I mean, if you're driving around at a vehicle like that, like, you know, no, you got to stop and go to a bathroom. There is no bathroom in
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, I think people are very surprised. Like, the Wienermobile is special from inside out. Now, the outside looks really cool. It's awesome. It's bright. It's a hot dog. But the inside, we have blue sky ceilings in the Wienermobile. We have ketchup and mustard floors, condiment splattered carpets. We have yellow and red seats, all ketchup mustard color seats, with Wienermobiles embroidered on every seat. I mean, it is really decorated, and it's definitely something that catches your eye. You know, it's something that you want to sit in and look around and be able to take in. So I think people are always surprised when they see the inside, and they're really surprised at how comfortable it is. We have really comfortable captain seats in the Wienermobile, which is awesome because we drive cross-country in the Wienermobile, so there are days when you might be sitting in there for 11 hours, and it's very nice that you have a comfortable seat to sit in, so it's great.
So have you been doing all the driving?
I actually drive with a partner, so there are 6 Wienermobiles spread out all over the country. Each one has a different region, and we are paired off, so there's 2 people per Wienermobile driving. First half of the year, I was driving in the Southwest with my partner, Kate, and now I'm driving all around the East Coast, the Northeast, with my partner, Mike. So we take turns driving, we share responsibilities, we put on our events together, you know, we go out and sightsee together. You know, that's your friend for 6 months. That's your person that you always have, you know, to have your back. So it's great because Oscar Mayer does such a great job at recruiting all the hot doggers. They're really people that are outgoing, that want to try new things, and that, you know, are just really open-minded. So it's a great opportunity when we all get to come together because we're spread out all over the country. When we do get the opportunity for all 12 of us to be together, it's a great time.
Now, did you come to Woodhaven because you wanted to, because you wanted to, this is going to be very interesting. UPS is coming to my door, so I'm going to be just taking you along with me to the door. But that's okay. So did you, in terms of coming home, I mean, was this like scheduled so you can come home, or is this something coming up that you're doing here in New York specifically?
Yeah, so we are, my supervisor kind of schedules all of our events. So she goes through all of our event requests and, you know, figures out each of our routes. I'm in New York all week this week. Today was kind of a day that I chose. I wanted to come to Woodhaven. I mean, I was born and raised in Woodhaven. I'm a native New Yorker, Queens, Woodhavener. So it's special for me to be able to bring back the Wienermobile and let people in the community see it and show them what it's all about, because I had never seen it before. So even letting a couple people see it, just being on Jamaica Avenue, is really special for me.
Are you going off to, oh, do you want to say hello? Just say hello. No, just say hello.
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Hi.
That was the UPS. Oh, yeah, you're on my radio show right now. I'm doing a radio show. I just had the UPS guy say hello, that's all. I don't even know what it is that I got. But there's a big box, that's all I know. Anyway, thanks. So when, now, what at the Super Bowl, are you going to be, like, out in the parking lot doing something? Or it's
we
set
will
up that...
actually, so Friday and Saturday, we will be in Manhattan, so we'll be around Madison Square Garden. We'll be all driving all around, letting people see the Wienermobile. You know, they have so many Super Bowl, like, events set up and displays. So the Wienermobile is going to be driving around, letting everyone in Manhattan see us. So it'll be a great time. We do not
so
have
not
anything
necessary...
scheduled for Super Bowl day.
So are you going to New Jersey to be there, or just all stuff that's happening from Manhattan with the sort of the pre-Super Bowl?
Yeah,
stuff.
We are scheduled to be doing pre-Super Bowl stuff. So we'll be doing that, and when Sunday comes, we never know where we might end up, you know? There's nothing scheduled, so Mike and I might just see if we find anything, but nothing yet.
Are you going to, like, attempt to go on that toboggan?
Well, I mean, if we have the Wienermobile, it's going to be hard to do. Maybe we'll just ride next to the toboggan.
Okay.
And let everyone on the toboggan see us. We'll just ride along with it, parallel to it. That might be fun. That'll be a sight to see.
So now you're going to be here for a while. So I guess you're going to be around for the celebrations of the 1964 and 1939 World's Fair here in Queens.
Yeah, well, we are actually driving all around the Northeast, and we're in a new city every week. So we are headed out of town on Monday, but there's no telling when we'll be back in town or how close we'll be. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to be in town for that. We're going to see if we can get the Wienermobile over there. It would be a great opportunity. And, you know, the World's Fair is just so special, the Queens and the city. I mean, it would be an amazing opportunity.
I bet. So where do you, now, do they decide where you're going, or are you picking and choosing the cities?
Yeah, they pretty much decide where we go. They go through all of our event requests and figure out what's the best route and what, you know, events might have priority over others. So a lot of my weeks or months, they're mysteries to me. I only know a little bit in advance, so... You know, you just learn how to go with the flow and be excited. Take it for what it is, you know, as it comes along. Roll with the punches, you know. But it's great. It's so much fun. When will you ever
have you had
like
problems because of the snow?
No, we haven't had any problems because of the snow. I know, like, when we were in Connecticut last week, it snowed. But, you know, you're more careful, drive a little slower. I wait for the roads to clear off. We had a day off, so... There was nothing real crazy, so it was great. It's fine. We haven't had any problems with the snow, thank God.
And I'm curious as to, did you find it, was this the first time you've ever traveled, like, cross-country?
It is. First time I ever traveled cross-country.
Now.
And in a Wienermobile.
When I had, many years ago, I had done this. I traveled across country, and I did this in a Greyhound bus, and I started out here in New York City, and of course, I didn't notice there were no accents because we were all New York City, and as I, you know, came across, going across more and more, it's like, oh, I don't know, all these people have accents. And it's like, oh, no, it's me. It's like when you come from New York, they know.
Oh, yeah. I get it all the time. All the time people tell me, wow, you're from New York, aren't you? You sound like you're from New York. So
yeah.
You got to embrace it. I'm proud. I'm a proud New Yorker. So when they tell me, I'm like, yep, that's me.
But did you get to notice, like, has the accents changing as you went across?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's accents, dialects, certain words. I mean, everything's different. But it's nice. You pick up on it. And you learn to appreciate it. You laugh at it. You might pick up some words along the way, so it's fun.
What was the oddest or most interesting thing you've tasted that you haven't tasted before? Any particular cuisine or not even cuisine, just something you've never tasted?
Oh, I know it already.
Huh?
I have the answer. So the thing that I had never tasted before. So we're based out of Madison, Wisconsin. I had never had a cheese curd before. So I don't know if you know what a cheese curd is, but I didn't know what a cheese curd was. So we went to Madison. Everyone was like, a cheese curd, a cheese curd, a cheese curd. I'm like, what are cheese curds? I need to try this. Went to Madison, Wisconsin, tried a cheese curd for the first time, and I was like, it's a mini mozzarella stick.
Right.
And it's like, but everyone from Wisconsin was offended. Mozzarella sticks are different from cheese curds. Cheese curds are better than mozzarella sticks. But don't tell someone from Wisconsin that it's a mini mozzarella stick, but I believe it's a mini mozzarella stick. They are better, though. You don't have to worry about the cheese coming out when you bite it because you just pop it all at once in your mouth. So it's more effective, for sure.
Well, actually, when you make, and I've made mozzarella before, when you make mozzarella, you're taking the cheese curd,
mm-hmm.
and basically you're taking cheese curd and you're using heat. In other words, you're taking hot water, you're breaking it up with hot water, and then you're taking it and making it into a ball. I mean, stretching it, making it into a ball. That's all you're doing. So the cheese curd. That's what it is when you're right. It's the same thing as it's mozzarella before it gets to the stringy point. That's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too funny.
So you haven't had, but have you had anything like alligator or snake or anything like that?
No. In the Southwest, like, there's just a lot of, Mexican food, so I ate a lot of Mexican food, which I've had before, but like that was like a big thing. I've eaten tons of tacos and you know, I mean, I'm Puerto Rican, I have cousins that are half Mexican, and you know, growing up in New York, so I really haven't tried things that I haven't tried before, but maybe now that I'm in the Northeast, I can try something different. I just think the region that I was in wasn't really known for anything.
Oh, okay.
Before,
so
you
didn't get a chance to have the alligator or
yeah.
Know,
I know people that have
like
done
that.
More of that, like in the Northwest. They've had a lot of more experience with that, but
right.
not so much being in the Southwest.
Oh, okay. I was just curious in terms of like going across, because when I do a lot of traveling, and I'm always like tasting foods, you know, and everything, and you know, oh yeah, it tastes like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken, you know, kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. But
yeah.
you know, but I'll taste it. You know, I'll say, okay, I've had kangaroo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily even regions. It's just places that happen to. That's what they're serving, kind of thing. And I went, okay,
yeah,
you know. But that gets to be fun, just you know, in terms of traveling cross country. You know, and not having to keep eating Oscar Mayer wieners every day.
Oh, yeah. We like trying all different kinds of food, even though we do love our Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, just like people, please follow us on our Twitter and our Instagram, or like us on our Oscar Mayer Facebook page. Our Twitter is @Wienermobile, and our Instagram is @TheWienermobile. You can keep up with our adventures, see what kind of great places we're going to. We put up great pictures all the time of the Wienermobile spread out all over the country, so you'll get pictures from all six of our different vehicles. And then on our Twitter, you'll be able to see where we're located. You'll get an opportunity to catch up with us when we're in town, so it'll be great.
Okay, fabulous. Well,
oh, and we also, we also have our hot dog
vlog. And I hope we can set something up for you for to celebrate the World's Fair, because I have
for
a feeling that the Oscar Mayer Wiener could have been in the 1939 World's Fair.
That sounds awesome.
I guess you can find that out for us, right?
I can look into it.
Okay. All right, great talking to you, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, have a great evening, and say
take
hi
care.
To everybody that we all know.
Have a good one. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yes. Well, I didn't get to eat any hot dog, which is okay. What I did is actually stop by the Polish store in my neighborhood and got some Polish food to try. Anyway, so I'm going to end the show. Don't know what I'm going to do next time, but I'll be busy. Lots of stuff coming up. Oh, yeah, and lots of people to have on the radio show. So until then, everybody, have a great day, evening. That poor UPS guy. Have a great day, evening, whatever. Okay, where is my, yeah, here we are. Okay, bye, everybody.